Chapter 2. Shadowfall over Goldmoor, Phoenix and the Druxy's Conquest.
Amidst a twilight sky, Phoenix Shadowwalker rode his majestic mount, Silrun. The dragon scales sparkled with the fiery glow of a dying sun, each flap of his wings sending shivers through the canopy below. The ancient trees seemed to whisper time-worn tales to the mischievous winds as they passed. Far beyond the verdant expanse, the majestic city of Goldmoor stretched across the horizon. Like a crown jewel, Goldmoor, the heart of Vakari, glittered with an ethereal glow, unaware of the tempest brewing above. A chilling glee played on Phoenix's lips, his eyes blazing like the heart of an inferno as he focused on the luminous city beneath.
"Zilrin, my sentinel of the skies,"
he whispered with delight.
"Soon we shall descend upon Goldmoor, consuming it like the relentless storm we are. Should the Druxy emerge as the prophecies foretell, the throne of Vakari will be ours. Soon, unparalleled darkness will trap the world, and all will tremble beneath our shadow."
Zilrin, a colossal beast whose majestic form defied reality, lowered his titanic head, casting a profound gaze from his luminescent eyes. Those radiant orbs held a deep intelligence that clashed starkly with his terrifying countenance. A cavernous, sonorous rumble, akin to a symphony of purr and growl woven together, resonated from the dragon's throat, affirming an unbreakable bond that transcended mere mortal comprehension. Above, in the boundless expanse of the heavens, Phoenix, the precursor of audacious ambition, let loose a chilling laughter that reverberated through the sky.
"Fret not, Zilrin,"
he declared, his words carried away by the whimsical winds.
"For you shall have your choice of those brave enough to defy our dominion, and their fates shall be sealed within the fiery embrace of your breath."
The city of Goldmoor, a shining jewel in the heart of the horizon, drew ever nearer. Its gleaming spires pierced the heavens with audacious pride, and its towering walls, standing resolute against the encroaching wilderness, emerged with increasing clarity. Goldmoor was a beacon of civilization amidst the untamed wilderness, a testament to humanity's tenacity. Phoenix and Zilrin, two enigmatic figures, descended upon the city with a foreboding presence akin to harbingers of doom. Their destinies wove together in a dark, intricate ballet, an impending drama of power and conquest. Before them, the kingdom lay in tantalizing promise, and the world teetered on the precipice of a profound change that would forever reshape the annals of history. Zilrin, the colossal crimson dragon, lowered his massive head with a sense of impending destiny. His eyes blazed with an anticipatory fervor as they drew nearer to the heart of their ambitions. The vast panorama of Goldmoor unfurled before them, its architectural marvels standing as monuments to a time long past. Shrouded in a billowing cloak that framed him like a harbinger of shadows, Phoenix leaned closer to his draconic companion.
"Not just yet, Zilrin,"
he murmured, a sly smile playing upon his lips.
"Before we unveil our grand design, we must ensure the Druxy are precisely where we need them."
With the grace of an artist, Zilrin descended upon an emerald clearing nestled beyond the city's imposing walls. The venerable trees of the ancient forest, their gnarled branches intertwined like elders in council, seemed to rustle in agreement, acknowledging the gravity of this momentous occasion. As they touched down, Phoenix's calculating gaze shifted to the waiting Druxy, a shadowy assembly, their armor as black as the abyss. Standing with regal poise, Phoenix commanded attention, his presence an irresistible force.
"Are we ready to proceed?"
he inquired, his voice a velvety decree laced with unwavering authority. From the depths of the shadows emerged Kellorn Deadcrusher, Phoenix's loyal lieutenant. His eyes gleamed with the predatory hunger of a faithful hound, poised to strike on the scent of his master's desire.
"Yes, my lord, we stand poised to act upon your command,"
he affirmed with a respectful bow. A solemn nod from Phoenix forged the sinister covenant, sealing their unholy alliance.
"Bear this in mind,"
he cautioned, his voice resonating like a malevolent chant.
"We must ensnare the king and queen in the living flesh. Their existence shall serve as the vice gripping the hearts of the people. So long as they draw breath, none shall dare to challenge the supremacy we wield.
Crystal clear.
Kellorn intoned, his soul pulsating with imminent conquest's electric thrill. Phoenix reunited with Zilran, his fingers intertwined with the dragon's fiery mane, a crimson coronet merging seamlessly with the molten hues of the twilight sky. He cast one final, ominous glance towards his loyal Druchii, a wicked grin on his lips.
Let the tapestry of fate unfurl its shadows,
he declared, his voice a cryptic whisper.
The hour has come to grasp them by the threads and deliver this city into my outstretched palm.
The Druchii, cloaked in obsidian armor that gleamed with an eerie allure, fell into formation, a procession as stealthy as serpents slithering through the veins of Goldmoor's labyrinthine streets. As they infiltrated the cobblestone arteries of the city, the ancient stones bore mute witness to their silent, predatory advance. Perched upon the colossal crimson dragon Zilran, Phoenix ascended above the city's time-worn spires, his eyes ablaze with the feverish anticipation of impending cataclysm. The sorcerer of unparalleled might, Phoenix unleashed the storm of his arcane magic with a mere flick of his outstretched hand. A searing inferno burst forth from his fingertips, melding seamlessly with the fiery breath of his draconic ally. The once impregnable archers perched atop the towering battlements, trapped within an all-consuming conflagration. Their anguished screams split the heavens as they were cast into the relentless embrace of the earth below, their fates irrevocably bound to the rigorous fusion of sorcery and draconic power. Simultaneously, amidst the convoluted maze of alleys and boulevards that crisscrossed the city, the Druchii embarked upon a sinister dance of death. Dark magic crackled like malevolent lightning, manifesting as ominous energy bolts that seared through the ranks of guards audacious enough to obstruct their relentless advance. The resounding clash of steel and the cacophonous wails of agony resonated through the air as the Druchii, masters of the martial arts, engaged their foes in a gruesome ballet of brutality. Lifeless bodies descended like raindrops within a cyclone, forming a haunting testament to the unyielding resolve of Phoenix's malevolent comrades. The once pristine thoroughfares of Goldmoor, now besmirched with the gruesome tableau of their passage, bore witness to the chilling march of death and chaos. With every unrelenting stride, they etched a harrowing tapestry of devastation and carnage upon the city's canvas, a vivid testament to their unwavering pursuit of dominion and the sinister aspirations that shrouded their evil cause. As the veil of impending night descended upon the outer terrace, it shrouded the royal guards of Goldmoor in ethereal shadows. Bedecked in armor that glittered like molten defiance, they unsheathed their gleaming swords, catching the last fading rays of sunlight. The blades ignited with a radiant blaze, casting an incandescent gleam upon the time-worn cobblestones. With their unwavering resolve, these stalwart defenders formed an impenetrable phalanx around their sovereigns, King Alex and Queen Jean, forging an indomitable bulwark against the encroaching storm of hostility. Kellorn, the living embodiment of audacity among the Druchii, strode forth with a sinister air of confidence. His obsidian armor, etched with arcane runes that whispered of dark enchantments, seemed to narrate tales of maleficence with every echoing footfall. Tension hung thick in the air as he locked eyes with King Alex, a sarcastic smirk curving his lips. His audacious challenge resonated like a sinister symphony, an ominous prelude to the impending trials.
If death were our sole pursuit,
Kellorn taunted, his voice a chilling refrain.
Your men would now be but ashes. Worry not, King Alex, for Phoenix's designs transcend mortal comprehension.
King Alex, a figure of regal stature whose resolve rivaled the formidable walls of his citadel, cast an unwavering gaze upon his beloved Queen Jean. Their hands intertwined in a silent testament to their unyielding unity. His attention shifted to the Druchii, his voice resounding with a steely determination.
It would be prudent for you to retreat, for we are a kingdom that boasts to no one,
he declared, his words a defiant clarion.
Even in the face of death, our legacy shall shine as a beacon of hope, while your rule shall remain a fleeting specter in the annals of history.
An electrifying anticipation hung thick in the night air, pregnant with the promise of destiny, as an immense shadow descended upon the outer terrace of the palace. With a roar and a fierce rush of wind, a dragon, its scales shimmering like rubies under the moon's otherworldly glow, descended with earth-shaking authority. It was a wondrous and fearsome creature, a living incarnation of ancient power. A figure draped in the profound darkness emerged from the dragon's formidable back, a silhouette bearing an aura of enigmatic sovereignty. His silver hair cascaded like a radiant waterfall of liquid moonlight, a stark contrast to the unfathomable depths of his eyes, which harbored the secrets of eternity itself. With an imperious gesture, he compelled the royal guards to yield, their armor yielding begrudgingly to his will, as he advanced towards King Alex. Intrigue and trepidation danced on the breath of the knight as the enigmatic figure addressed the beleaguered monarch. His voice, as velvety as it was resolute, cut through the tension like a blade through the veil of darkness.
"You possess keen insight, King Alex,"
he declared, his words dripping with a calculated menace.
"The unwavering loyalty of your people to you is irrefutable. Therefore, I shall not claim your lives tonight. Instead, I shall entrust them to the guardianship of these Drukii."
A shiver of chilling murmurs coursed through the assembled guards and courtiers, akin to the ghostly caress of a winter wind. The weight of the enigmatic man's pronouncement bore upon their shoulders, and the atmosphere crackled with palpable, eerie tension. King Alex and Queen Jean, once rulers of a thriving city, now teetered precariously on the brink of an abyss, mere pawns in a grand and malevolent scheme. Phoenix, the enigmatic warlock, executed a subtle pivot upon his heel. His eyes, twin orbs of unfathomable abyss, danced with an unsettling amalgamation of power and joy. In the presence of this enigmatic figure, an aura of mystique and whispered malevolence clung like a shroud, as if he were a living embodiment of the world's concealed enigmas. Before him stood the king and queen, adorned in regal splendor, their attire resplendent with the noble sigils of Goldmoor, defiant pillars amidst a storm, their guards brandishing weapons in a futile display of resistance. Phoenix's voice, a lyrical symphony tinged with the chill of ominous intent, draped the air in a haunting melody.
"I would extend,"
he continued, his words lingering like the ghostly echoes of a sinister song,
"the counsel that your guardians lay down their arms unless they harbor a genuine desire to witness their death. You find yourselves at a numerical disadvantage, and I would prefer to avoid the unnecessary stinging of these cobbles with crimson."
King Alex, an unyielding sovereign whose heart rivaled the kingdom he ruled, cast a tender, reassuring glance toward his cherished Queen Jean. With a reluctant nod, he redirected his gaze to the loyal sentinels who had pledged their unwavering allegiance to his service.
"Lower your weapons,"
he intoned with the solemnity of a painful decision.
"Not for my sake, but for the sake of my beloved queen. We yield, not out of frailty, but out of wisdom."
A sarcastic laugh escaped Phoenix's lips, its eerie resonance lingering like the phantom of a sinister melody.
"Ah, the fervor of love,"
he mused, his gaze shifting to the captive Queen Jean.
"A potent and capricious force."
In his words, there simmered a nebulous pledge. Phoenix's focus shifted toward Kellorn, his unwavering lieutenant, a figure enshrouded in shadow amidst the ranks of the Drukii.
"You!"
he commanded, his voice heavy with unquestioned dominion.
"Shall ensure their separation in captivity. We cannot entertain the notion of King Alex hatching an escape, for it would imperil the life of his beloved Queen Jean."
With a solemn bow, Kellorn acknowledged his unwavering loyalty to Warlock's directives.
"As you decree,"
he affirmed, loyalty woven into every syllable. Phoenix's laughter, a jarring counterpoint to the king's self-sacrifice, rippled through the taut, nocturnal atmosphere.
"Take her away,"
he pronounced, sealing Queen Jean's fate. Darkness and destiny converged in this city, where love and intrigue twined in a fragile dance. King Alex, a noble spirit aflame with a sincere devotion for Queen Jean, surged like a radiant guardian. A bastion of regal resolve, he stood unwavering between his cherished consort and the encroaching Drukii, a vigilant sentinel sworn to defy the looming shadows. The sinister forces against King Alex were as evil as the very shroud of night itself. With a malefic grace, one of the Druchii, propelled by a hostility that oozed like venom, struck King Alex with a vicious blow. The impact sent him sprawling, a cry of torment escaping his lips as he was ruthlessly flung aside. Queen Jean, her wrists trapped with eerie elegance, became the captive of this lurking malevolence. The Druchii, akin to phantoms of darkness, moved with an unsettling precision to claim their coveted prize. In that fleeting moment, Queen Jean's gaze locked onto King Alex's, and an unspoken exchange of love and despair unfolded. Torn from his side, she vanished into the abyss of shadow, leaving the king's anguished cry to resonate through the city.
"I shall find you and set you free, my love!"
he vowed, his voice quivering under the weight of his boundless love and unwavering resolve.
"Do not succumb to despair!"
Kellorn, the embodiment of ruthless cruelty, allowed a cruel smirk to curl upon his lips as he redirected his attention to the stricken King Alex. His voice, steeped in malice, slithered through the night like a serpent's sinister hiss.
"King Alex?"
he taunted, his words a dire omen.
"Divert your concerns less toward her and more toward your fate, for should you falter, envision the relentless horrors that will befall your beloved queen."
In this realm of dark magic and ceaseless ambition, love stood as a fragile ember amidst the encroaching shadows, and the stage was set for an explosive battle where hope and despair waged an unending war. Meanwhile, Keisha's journey through the enchanting depths of the forest felt like a mystical pilgrimage. Ancient trees, their branches adorned with vibrant foliage, acted as her silent guides as she ventured beyond Goldmoor. With a graceful gesture, she beckoned her loyal companion, Pumpkin, a sleek panther whose eyes burned like emerald flames. In moments, Keisha and her feline ally were atop the city's imposing walls, exuding an aura of unwavering determination. Below them, a somber scene unfolded. King Alex and Queen Jean, regal figures ensnared in an evil web, confronted their captor, the nefarious warlock Phoenix. Above, a colossal red dragon, a living specter of dread, ascended into the heavens, its fiery breath dissipating into the distant skies. Keisha's heart quickened as she pondered her options, her gaze fixed on the plight of the imprisoned monarchs. At this dire crossroads, Ong, an eruptive force of nature, thundered onto the scene astride his ebony stallion. Druchii's adversaries tumbled in his wake, his sword gleaming with righteous fury as he demanded the immediate release of the royal captives. Keisha's brow furrowed in vexation at his impetuous arrival, an unpredictable element woven into their carefully crafted plans. Turning to Pumpkin, her voice gentle yet commanding, she instructed,
"Guard him with unwavering vigilance until my return. I must swiftly create a tactic to thwart the dragon's assault on the city."
With that, she descended the gnarled branches of the towering oak, leaving Pumpkin to maintain a steadfast watch on the fortified wall. As Keisha pressed on toward the presumed landing site of the dragon, her thoughts spilled forth in whispered frustration.
"Stubborn man!"
she grumbled, the weight of her vexation heavy in the air. Could he not grasp the dire consequences of his impulsive actions? With the city's fate teetering on chaos, Keisha's mission to subdue the dragon evolved into a race against time and impending disorder. Beneath the boundless cerulean sky, the titanic form of Zilrin, the resplendent crimson dragon, descended upon a vast, undulating field. His arrival reverberated with solemnity, the ground quivering beneath his presence. As his colossal frame contacted the earth, the winds, now imbued with ancient wisdom, whispered their secrets. Their playful dances became an ode to the majestic creature. The day's taxing flight had taken its toll on the mighty dragon. His wings, once unfurled like banners of power, now rested gently against his body. Zilrin sought refuge in this secluded haven, a sanctuary untouched by battle and intrigue, where he could regain his strength. His fiery exhalations, once raging torrents of flame, now flowed in a soothing cadence reminiscent of a dragon's lullaby. This field, embraced by nature's nurturing arms, had become his sanctuary. Amidst the whispering leaves and rustling grasses, Zilrin surrendered to the exhaustion enveloping him. As the stars unveiled themselves in the velvety sky, the dragon's colossal eyes drifted shut, and the dreams of an ancient being whisked him away to uncharted forests. As time flowed, a subtle transformation coursed through Zilran. His chest's rhythmic rise and fall slowed, and the radiant fire in his eyes dimmed. It was a dragon slumber, a mystical spectacle where a creature of boundless might yielded to the tender embrace of dreams. His massive form settled upon the field like a guardian titan, absorbing the land's warmth as he held vigil over the Earth's enigmatic secrets. Meanwhile, in Goldmoor, Phoenix, the enigmatic warlock, heard the clashing of swords and saw a lone warrior heading toward him. He smirked, knowing a lone warrior stood no chance against him. Amid the tumultuous maelstrom, Ong Swifthammer, a warrior of ancient legends, cleaved his path through the nefarious Druchii. His blade, an extension of his soul, gleamed with fervent righteousness as it sundered the wicked foes. The metallic symphony of clashing swords reverberated through the air, an anthem of unyielding defiance.
Clear my path!
Ong's voice, a thunderous battle cry, surged through the atmosphere, an unyielding force that left no room for doubt. His determination blazed like an unquenchable inferno, propelling him ever forward. Druchii warriors, whose hostility was challenged by the warrior's indomitable spirit, fell before his blade in a frenzied combat ballet, their dark ambitions shattered by his unstoppable resolve. Phoenix, the enigmatic warlock who held King Alex captive, pivoted with an air of otherworldly authority to confront the intrusion. His visage, chiseled from the harshest depths of resolve, contorted into a scowl as he addressed the audacious monarch.
"Who dares to challenge me?"
he demanded, his voice a frigid undercurrent slicing through the din of battle. King Alex, a wise ruler well-versed in the gravity of the moment, bore a defiant smirk that mirrored the unyielding spirit of his people.
"Ong Swifthammer!"
he declared, a note of pride woven into his words.
"A warrior hailing from Crystal Vale, possessing unwavering determination and boundless ferocity."
Phoenix's authority remained unshaken as he turned his piercing gaze upon Ong Swifthammer, his voice heavy with ominous power.
"I command you to withdraw,"
he decreed, his words resonating like the mournful toll of a death knell.
"Or face your inevitable demise."
In this climactic confrontation, where the unwavering warrior clashed with the enigmatic warlock, the kingdom's destiny teetered precariously on edge, a battle where Valor fought head-on with otherworldly might. Amidst the explosive clash of martial prowess and arcane sorcery, Ong Swifthammer, an unyielding and fearless presence, bore a smirk that defied the very forces of fate. His unwavering confidence radiated like a luminous beacon, a testament to his indomitable spirit.
"I adhere to one rule,"
he declared, his eyes gleaming with defiance.
"Never to heed the commands of a deranged warlock. Now, indulge me and speak your name."
Phoenix, the enigmatic warlock, locked eyes with Ong in a fusion of disdain and world-weary exasperation. He shook his head with a slow lament as though mourning the stubbornness of a man perched on the precipice of doom.
"Swifthammer,"
Phoenix mused, his voice a harbinger of impending catastrophe.
"Do you not grasp that your existence hangs by the thinnest thread, ready to be severed in mere moments?"
He paused, his tone bore the weight of inescapable authority.
"But I shall indulge your curiosity, just this once. My name is Phoenix Shadowwalker, and I hail from the depths of Flameford. Now, heed my words and withdraw."
Ong's sneer, a testament to his unwavering resolve, felt like a blade poised to pierce the turbulent fabric of the chaotic tableau.
"I could have guessed,"
he retorted with biting sarcasm,
"that one who bears your visage hails from the accursed Flameford."
Ong attempted to approach the captive king with measured strides, but the looming Druchii warriors, like incarnate shadows, obstructed his path.
"Why not?"
Ong's voice, firm and unwavering, defied the warlock.
"Dismiss your lackeys. Release the king, liberate the queen, and return to your wretched hamlet of Flameford. Stay your hand and avert the impending doom that draws ever nearer."
In this dangerous standoff between an invincible warrior and an enigmatic sorcerer, the scales of power swayed precariously, the weight of an impending choice hanging heavily in the air. The atmosphere grew taut as Ong's unyielding defiance lingered, a spark of audacity in the face of Phoenix's smoldering ire. With an explosive rage, Phoenix glared at the defiant warrior before him.
"Enough!"
he roared, his voice resonating with malevolence.
"Kill him!"
The Druchii, beings woven from the very fabric of shadow and darkness, obediently followed their master's command. They closed in on Ong with unnatural celerity, their weapons poised for the fatal strike. The unyielding warrior's fate had been irrevocably sealed, and the atmosphere crackled with the anticipation of impending doom. Yet, as if emerging from the abyss of shadows, a streak of obsidian surged from the periphery. It struck with the silent swiftness of darkness, and the air resounded with the eerie symphony of demise. Two Druchii lay lifeless in its wake, their eyes forever sealed to the mortal world. As the dust of this unexpected clash settled, a magnificent black panther, familiar to Kisha as Pumpkin, stood resolute at Ong's side. Recognition dawned in Ong's eyes as he beheld the majestic creature, a loyal companion who had rushed to his aid. He tenderly caressed Pumpkin's sleek head, and a gratitude and admiration-filled smile graced his lips. Amid this tumultuous and uncertain moment, a profound bond was forged between a warrior and a mystical ally, and the enigmatic tapestry of the fantasy world unfurled in all its captivating splendor. Amidst the swirling maelstrom of this fantastical showdown, Phoenix's gaze, once ablaze with wrath, now held a glint of morbid curiosity as he regarded the warrior before him.
"This is a peculiar occurrence,"
he confessed with enigmatic intrigue.
"The first time I have encountered a warrior of such prowess, accompanied by a magnificent feline companion."
Ong responded with a nonchalant shrug, his demeanor calm yet shrouded in the enigma of his connection with the majestic beast.
"Perhaps,"
he quipped, his eyes scanning the tumultuous scene in search of Kisha, his steadfast comrade. Leaning closer to Pumpkin, his voice dropped to a hushed murmur.
"Where is Kisha?"
he inquired urgently, their predicament fueling his concern. Pumpkin, vigilant and fiercely protective, stared back at him, poised to defend against any who dared approach. Phoenix, however, needed more patience for inquiries or the mysteries of fate. His piercing gaze shifted to the Druchii, his authority unwavering.
"Extract the king from this place,"
he ordered, his voice heavy with the urgency of imminent departure.
"I care not for the method, but execute it now. Detain that warrior just long enough to ensure the king's imprisonment."
Ong, his indomitable spirit untarnished, couldn't help but wear a sardonic grin as he detected a subtle undercurrent of desperation in Phoenix's demeanor.
"It seems,"
he retorted with a taunting smirk,
"that the formidable warlock trembles at the prospect of defeat."
His fingers brushed tenderly against Pumpkin's head in acknowledgement, silently conveying gratitude for Keisha's cryptic intervention. As he continued his quest to locate Kisha amidst the chaos, he focused on the encroaching Druchii, prepared for the impending confrontation. Kellorn, the courageous commander of the Druchii, seized King Alex and directed him toward the towering parapet, his voice a resounding decree that reverberated through the battleground.
"Maintain that warrior and his formidable panther's engagement,"
he ordered, his gaze ablaze with unyielding resolve.
"Our primary directive is to secure the king's presence in the dungeons and assert our dominion over this treacherous domain."
In this realm of fantasy and intricate stratagems, alliances shifted like tides, and the ceaseless struggle for supremacy unfolded with each heartbeat. The battlefield, suspended between the ethereal and the mortal, quivered as tension reached its zenith. Ong, the unyielding warrior hailing from Crystal Vale, stood undaunted in the face of the impending Druchii onslaught. With every encroaching step of his adversaries, his grip on his gleaming sword tightened, a silent testament to his unwavering commitment. As the Druchii surged forward, Ong's blade mastery unfolded like a hypnotic dance of death. His weapon, an extension of his very essence, cleaved through their malevolent ranks with graceful and meticulous precision. The metallic symphony of steel against steel resonated through the air, an orchestration of conflict narrating tales of bravery and unwavering spirit. In the heart of this fantastical clash, Ong's unwavering determination carved a path through the Druchii, each strike a symphony of skill and resilience. His blade cut through his foe's malevolent enchantments and dark intentions as if they were illusions. He moved with the grace of a seasoned warrior, his attacks precise and relentless, a force of nature that defied the essence of darkness itself. Pumpkin, the sleek and raven black panther, mirrored her master's indomitable spirit in her defense. Her lithe form became a streak of shadow, a dance of deadly elegance as she pounced upon any Druchii who dared approach. Her fangs gleamed like moonlight as she engaged her adversaries, her guttural growls a primal warning to those who crossed her path. She was a fierce guardian, unwavering in her loyalty and commitment to protect her master. Amidst the chaos of battle, Ong's unwavering resolve and unparalleled swordsmanship were a beacon of hope for the city. With every foe he dispatched, he carved a path toward victory, a living testament to the enduring strength of the mortal spirit. In this epic confrontation between light and darkness, heroes and villains, the kingdom's fate hung in the balance, a world where bravery and skill converged in a breathtaking spectacle. As Ong battled, his thoughts briefly turned to his loyal companion, Pumpkin. He knew that her safety was of paramount importance to Keisha, and any harm that befell her would unleash Keisha's fury. With this knowledge, his determination burned even brighter, his commitment to protect his friend and fulfill his noble duty unshaken. With unwavering resolve, Ong surged forward, drawing nearer to the enigmatic warlock, Phoenix. His sword held high, and he proclaimed his readiness to confront the encroaching shadows and defend the city. At his side, Pumpkin stood as a loyal sentinel, her emerald eyes blazing with a fierce determination to protect her master and stand against the darkness. Ong's unwavering determination and demand for answers pierced through the chaos of battle, his voice a thunderous call for justice. His words resonated with the righteous indignation of a hero determined to rescue the king and queen from the clutches of darkness.
"Where have you secreted away the king and queen?"
he bellowed, the unwavering strength of his spirit echoing through the charged air.
"I demand answers now!"
In this pivotal moment of destiny, Ong's bravery and resolve were the sparks that ignited the storm, a hero's quest to free those imprisoned by the machinations of darkness. Meanwhile, amid the chaotic battlefield, Keisha, the cunning and relentless archer, moved with the grace and precision of a dancer. Her eye spotted a hidden trap, an evil device designed to snare the unwary. A shiver of dread coursed through her as she observed the haunting display of bones scattered across the blood-soaked ground, a grim testament to those who had dared to confront the fiery wrath of the slumbering red dragon. Despite the horror surrounding her, Keisha steeled herself against the encroaching darkness, her mind a resolute beacon amidst the chaos. With supernatural precision, Keisha manipulated the net, her movements a testament to her unwavering determination. She carefully draped the entangling fabric over the massive form of the dragon, crafting a makeshift prison with a delicate yet dangerous dance of skill. Deep within her heart, she knew that this fragile web of captivity was but a feeble barrier between the world and the boundless power of the dragon, a storm waiting to be unleashed. Turning away from the fearsome creature, Keisha's heart churned with a tumultuous sea of emotions. Ong consumed her thoughts, the brave warrior whose actions had stirred a complex blend of admiration and concern within her. She couldn't help but feel a deep apprehension about his reckless charge into danger, a courageous act that seemed to disregard the overwhelming odds stacked against them. Soft and laden with worry, her voice whispered on the breeze as she addressed the slumbering behemoth.
"That is not going to hold for long,"
Keisha murmured, her words carrying the weight of her uneasy resolve.
"But hopefully, I can get Ong out of there before that dragon awakens."
In the depths of her heart, a tangled web of emotions tugged at her spirit, torn between the fear for Ong's safety and the budding feelings that had begun to take root. She couldn't help but wonder.
What was he thinking, charging in without help?
Her sparkling eyes shimmered with determination as they shifted from the colossal dragon to the city of Goldmoor, its towering walls a steadfast sentinel against the encroaching darkness. Her mission was far from over, and it beckoned like an uncharted path in a world where heroes and allies forged their destinies amidst the unrelenting tide of adversity and peril. In the wake of a tumultuous battle, the air seemed to tremble with the intensity of Phoenix's seething fury. His anger, a tempest harnessed with chilling precision, surged like an evil force aimed at the Druchii, who had faltered in their mission but partially succeeded in securing the king's capture.
What kind of imbeciles are you, Druchii?
His voice, dripping with disdain, reverberated through the atmosphere like the judgment of a merciless deity.
You can't even handle a lone warrior and his foolish panther?
His incendiary gaze, fiery and unyielding, fell upon the gleaming sword, a symbol of defiance laid before him. With a mocking, evil, and disdainful laugh, he regarded the weapon with a casual wave of dismissal.
Do you truly believe that this measly sword poses a threat to me?
He taunted, his arrogance an impenetrable fortress. Yet, like a sinister tide, his attention inexorably shifted toward Ong, and his voice dripped with malice as he uttered the warrior's name.
Swifthammer, your time has come.
Phoenix raised his hand with an ominous inevitability, invoking the elements to heed his sinister bidding. Fire, the embodiment of destruction, descended from the heavens like a vengeful cascade, targeting Ong and his steadfast companion, Pumpkin. Phoenix's lips curled into an evil smirk, a reflection of cruel satisfaction, as the warrior's agonized cry pierced the air, the flames voraciously licking at his resolute form. In this dire moment, the stage was set for an explosive showdown between unyielding resolve and the relentless onslaught of elemental fury. However, an unexpected tableau unfolded amidst the raging fire, and the air shimmered with Ong's unwavering valor. Ong, a towering monument of unyielding resolve, leaned protectively over the sleek panther, shielding Pumpkin from the relentless onslaught of flames with his mortal form. Phoenix could only shake his head in disdain, a maestro of hostility, his words dripping with the acerbic venom of contempt. Kisha's conflicted yet unwavering heartbeat is in rhythm with the turbulent events below. Her respect for Ong, the courageous warrior whose fearless charge had drawn her worry and admiration, had grown with each passing moment. She had heard his scream of anguish and defiance, a clarion call that echoed with the resonance of unwavering courage. The enigmatic warlock, Phoenix, stood like a dark sentinel amidst the smoldering chaos. His aura, a shroud of malevolence, radiated with power and disdain. Kisha's keen ears caught his cruel comment about Ong's selfless act of protecting Pumpkin, the sleek panther. Phoenix's voice, a chilling reminder of the hostility that lurked in the world, whispered through the tumultuous air.
Ong.
He taunted with a sinister grin, his words an eerie echo of his wicked amusement.
You are a fool for squandering your valor to protect a panther that isn't worth the trouble.
Kisha's fingers tightened around her longbow, and her brows knitted in determination. In this realm of fantasy and peril, where heroes and allies stood against the encroaching darkness, she knew the time had come to lend her skill to the unfolding drama. Her arrows would sing a song of resilience, and her aim would be true as she stepped into the fray, her presence a symbol of unwavering solidarity with those who dared to defy the shadows. Perched atop the fortified wall, Kisha embodied the essence of a guardian spirit, her bow an extension of her will. Her fingers caressed the polished wood with the intimacy of an artist, pulling the string with the grace of a masterful musician coaxing a haunting melody from a violin. The bowstring sang with a mournful whisper, a serenade to the fates that danced upon the precipice. Like a harbinger of justice, her arrow quivered in readiness, its silver-tipped head shimmering with a deadly promise. The air seemed still as if the heavens held their breath in anticipation of the impending release. Her resolute and unwavering voice cut through the charged atmosphere, her words like a clarion call of defiance.
Excuse me, ugly.
She declared with the weight of impending judgment.
But that is Pumpkin you are talking about.
Her sentence hung in the air like a verdict, her gaze locked onto the warlock's throat, a mark of death's design. The line between life and death had been drawn with a single breath. Ong, the stalwart warrior, turned toward her voice, his eyes alight with relief and admiration. Her arrival was a beacon of hope amidst the chaos, a reminder of their unyielding bond.
Well, there you are.
He greeted with a grin, his voice a testament to the camaraderie they shared.
I was wondering where you were.
Kisha shook her head, her fiery spirit undiminished.
Do I have to do everything?
She quipped, her words tinged with the exasperation of a friend who had arrived just in time.
He has a stupid dragon that had to be subdued before he called that thing back here. I am not sure about you, but I am damn sure do not want to deal with a fire-breathing dragon, not to mention what he could do to this beautiful golden city or its people.
In this critical juncture, where the city's fate teetered on the precipice of chaos, Keisha's unwavering aim and unyielding determination were a testament to her resolve. Her arrow, a harbinger of salvation, was poised to pierce the heart of darkness and protect all she held dear in this realm of fantasy and peril. In the tumultuous theater of this otherworldly confrontation, Phoenix, the enigmatic warlock, seethed with an explosive blend of confusion and anger. Like daggers forged from obsidian, his piercing gaze settled upon Keisha, the intrepid elf who dared to defy him. His evil voice cut through the charged atmosphere like a scythe reaping the harvest of his disdain.
You are an elf.
He declared, his words carrying the weight of unwavering certainty.
And all Drukii follow me.
The air crackled with tension as Keisha, a lone figure in this battle of wills, stood her ground. Her presence was a testament to her unyielding spirit, a guardian of her people's legacy in a kingdom tainted by darkness. The clash of her resolve against Phoenix's malevolence painted the scene with vivid strokes of defiance and uncertainty, where allegiances wavered like a flickering flame in a storm. Keisha's response rippled through the charged air like a sigh of exasperation amidst the storm of conflict. Like pools of wisdom gleaming beneath the emerald canopy of her presence, her eyes held a patient mockery that cut through the heavy atmosphere.
Stupid warlock.
She rejoined, her voice carrying the resonance of ages past.
I am not a Drukii. I am an Eladrin, and we are creatures of the light, bound by the luminous tapestry of our heritage. We would never follow one such as you into the abyss.
Her words, a cascade of truth, washed through the darkened space like a cleansing river, dispelling the doubts and misconceptions clouding the warlock's understanding. A subtle shift in the dynamics of power unfurled as Keisha, the keeper of knowledge and wisdom, stood steadfast, a sentinel against the encroaching shadows of ignorance. In this exchange, the boundaries of perception were redrawn, and the lines between light and dark, truth and deceit, grew more apparent, etching their significance upon the annals of this fantastical realm. Keisha, an ethereal sentinel armed with her deadly longbow, poised like an arrow in mid-flight, her presence the embodiment of lethal precision. Her eyes, keen as falcon's talons, remained locked onto Phoenix, the enigmatic warlock ensnared within her unfaltering crosshairs. She shattered the tension-laden atmosphere in a voice that resonated with the weight of ancient oaths.
Now silence your twisted incantations and unbind Pumpkin and Ong.
Her command cut through the air like a razor-sharp blade, unwavering conviction.
And before you doubt my marksmanship, know this, I am an adept of unparalleled skill, and I squander neither arrow nor patience, so heed my words and free them.
Like a shimmering blade suspended in the void, her words hung there, the implicit threat heavier than the sharpest edge. A stark warning is carved into the very fabric of reality, daring Phoenix to defy her and face the inevitable consequences. In this charged moment, Keisha's gaze, a beacon of unwavering determination, bore into the warlock, her will as unyielding as the ancient roots of the world's mightiest oaks. As the present collided with the echoes of the past, the tension in the battlefield reached its zenith. Kelorn, the Drukii commander, moved with a swiftness and determination that defied the confines of mere mortals. His loyalty to Phoenix, born from that fateful day when he intervened to save the young warlock's life, surged like an unstoppable torrent. With a grace that belied his armored form, Kellorn placed himself between Keisha's deadly arrow and the enigmatic warlock. His movements were a testament to the complex tapestry of allegiances and loyalties woven in the realm of Vakari. At that moment, the past and the present converged, forging a path towards an uncertain future. Keisha's arrow, once aimed with deadly intent, now found itself diverted from its target. The air held its breath as Kellorn's intervention shifted the course of destiny. His eyes, a reflection of his unwavering dedication, met Keisha's gaze, conveying a silent message of determination.
"You will not harm him,"
Kellorn declared, his voice a stern proclamation.
"The past has bound us, and I will not allow harm to befall Phoenix. There are debts to be repaid, and a future yet unwritten."
In this moment of confrontation, the battlefield transformed into a stage where past actions and present choices held the power to reshape the course of Vakari's history. The intricate dance of fate continued, its steps guided by the complex threads of loyalty, duty, and the interplay of light and shadow in a realm where nothing was as it seemed. Seeing the intensity of the standoff and the looming threat, Ong signaled to Keisha. They began to step back cautiously, their weapons still poised, never turning their backs on the Druchii or the warlock. Each step was calculated, a retreat that spoke of tactical withdrawal rather than surrender. The citizens of Goldmoor stood at the crossroads of destiny, their fate hanging in the balance. Fear and uncertainty gripped the onlookers as they watched the standoff, their lives intertwined with the complex tapestry of alliances and loyalties that had brought this moment to fruition. The once golden city, now cast in the shadows of uncertainty, held its breath, awaiting the resolution of the looming conflict. The Druchii enforcers, formidable in their obsidian armor and predatory demeanor, formed an imposing barrier that added a layer of tension to the already charged atmosphere. Their presence reminded them that the forces of darkness were ever watchful, and their allegiance to Phoenix added a complex dimension to the unfolding drama. Amidst this fragile balance, Keisha's bow remained steady, her arrow poised, and Ong's unwavering spirit stood as a beacon of hope. The destiny of Goldmoor, Vakari, and all its inhabitants hung in the balance, waiting for the next move in this intricate dance of light and shadow, loyalty, and power. As Ong, Keisha, and Pumpkin made their way toward the city's towering gates, their departure from Goldmoor signaled the beginning of a new and dangerous chapter in their quest to rescue the captured king and queen. The moon, a spectral sentinel in the night sky, cast its silvery glow upon them, bearing witness to the unbreakable bond that had solidified amidst the chaos. Ong, the unwavering warrior, led the way with his majestic horse, Thunder, carrying him and Keisha on their noble steed. His chivalrous gesture, lifting Keisha into his strong arms, spoke volumes of their alliance and the shared determination to fulfill their mission. Their journey was fraught with trials that would test the very core of their mettle, a forging of destinies in a world filled with enchantment and treacherous landscapes. Pumpkin, the ever-faithful panther, trailed behind them like a shadowy guardian, her emerald eyes watchful in the moon's ethereal light. The world of fantasy and peril unfolded its captivating tapestry before them, each step forward a testament to their unyielding resolve and the enduring strength of their alliance. As they rode toward the unknown, the echoes of their recent encounter with the enigmatic warlock, Phoenix, still reverberated in their minds. Their paths would undoubtedly cross with his once more, and the dance of fate continued to weave its intricate patterns. In a world where courage and defiance held the power to shape destinies, Ong and Keisha ventured forth with a shared purpose, ready to face the challenges ahead and save their realm from the clutches of darkness.